Amen. It's good to be in the Lord's house tonight.
Thankful we have a good dry building to assemble in and come together and fellowship. And just pray the Lord help tonight, more so than what He's already done. Good singing. And if you have your Bibles, I'm going to read just one verse over in Romans chapter number 12. Romans chapter number 12. And I was reading this in a familiar passage, no doubt. Teaching on the Christian life and the service of a Christian. And, you know, just presenting your body a living sacrifice and things. And many a preacher preached it, and probably far better than I ever can and ever will. But Lord, help us for just a few minutes tonight. I want to read in verse number 9, chapter 12, verse number 9, and if the Lord will help for just a minute. It says, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good." And I was reading that, and I was reading through the whole chapter, and I come across that says, "Let love be without dissimulation." Now, if that's not a $10 word, I don't know what is. I'm just thankful tonight that I'm just a simple West Virginia boy. I was homeschooled, and I worked harder at not doing my homework than doing my homework. And that's just the way I was, and it drove my mama crazy. And so I don't know about you, but I had to look that word up. I said, "What in the world is dissimulation?" Yeah. And you know, and I looked it up, and it takes the meaning of being fake, or it takes the meaning of hypocrisy. And I'm thankful tonight. The scripture says here, it says, "Let love be without dissimulation." Yep. It says, "Let love be without being fake." Yep. And speaking here about the love, I believe the love of Christ and the love of the Christian, I believe towards their brethren, and I believe towards the love of people. It says, "Abhor that which is evil." That word there, you know, it takes the meaning there of just, I mean, being completely disgusted. If I remember correctly, and it's basically saying there, it says being disgusted that which is evil. And I got to thinking, I have the opportunity to talk to different people, and we get to talk a little bit about things. And he said, "Well, you're a Christian." There's a man I know, and he's a good man. He's rough around the edges, and he just lets you know what he thinks. And I like him, you know, he's a good old fellow. But he said, "You're one of them there Christians." He said, "You know, my wife reads her daily bread every day." And I said, "Well, I mean, you're getting something, I reckon. But, you know, I mean, I'd like to see you in the church." And he said, "You know, you Christians, you're supposed to be all about that love and accepting everybody." And you know, and I said, "Well, we do love everybody, but what it's talking about here, and it says that abhor that which is evil, it's talking, I believe, about their evil works, and you know, their deeds." And tonight, and I just got to thinking a little bit about this scripture about how much love how much love is fake tonight, and how much love we actually true love of the love of Christ tonight. And I got to thinking about just that little bit, and if the Lord will help me a little bit tonight, just about making sure that that my love that I show isn't that fake love, isn't love of dissimulation, isn't, and I'm abhorring to that which is evil. I'm being disgusted with that which is evil, and it's not the people I'm disgusted with. It's not the people that I want to say, "Oh, that's disgusting," and push myself away from. Brother, you talked about the opportunities you have at this new position, at this new place of work, and I'm thankful for that tonight. Brother Keith, I know you just changed jobs just a few little bit ago, and you know, you had this opportunity with this man who went through this surgery. country, and as the Lord opens them doors. And I believe that's what the church is here for tonight. I don't believe that it's just to assemble on three nights or 3 days a week or 2 days a week for three services, Brother Jeremy. We have, and I believe, an obligation to the Lord Jesus Christ. It says in the chapter, earlier in the chapter, it says we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, and that is good and acceptable. And I believe, you know, it's talking about a living sacrifice, because when we get to heaven, all we're going to want to do and all we're going to do is praise Him and throw them crowns that He grants us down at His feet and worship Him when we get to that wonderful place, Brother Keith. But I'm thankful tonight that we have the opportunity to present our bodies a living sacrifice. And I believe that if we desire that tonight, and we show that true love and not a fake love tonight, I believe it's very easy to see, you know, that saying that you can't hustle a hustler, you know, because they know all the tricks and they're not going to fall for them little tricks that you would try to pull on them. I believe, you know, those counterfeiters, they can spot a counterfeit bill better than anybody because they've been printing them off. And I'm just thankful tonight that somebody, I believe, that's got that fakeness in them, they're going to spot somebody that's fake. But can I tell you tonight that we can show them the light of Christ, as the brothers already talked about tonight, and we can show them that there's a difference in our lives, and there's a difference about something inside of us. And that's what spoke to me the most when the Lord was drawing me, and the Lord was using me, and the Lord was using the people in my life. There was something different about them. There was something different inside of them. And I'm just telling you tonight, that's going to be more than just saying I'm going to church. Can I tell you, a heathen can go to the church house? Can I tell you, a devil can go to the church house? Can I tell you, those people can do those things? And that's just a bunch of works tonight. But can I tell you that there's things that we can do, and there's things that we have access to that those people don't? And can I tell you, that means more? And can I tell you, those people, they see those things. Brother Keith, can I ask you tonight, just for a second, you know, there's people that come to you and ask for prayer before anybody else because they know you're a praying man. They know that the Lord's done things in your life, that He's answered those prayers. And I have people in my family, when they're going through those hard times, you know, they won't talk to me any other time. But praise God, when they're having a hard time, they're going to say, "Hey, Jonathan, hey, can you put me on the prayer list? We're going through this. Can you pray for us?" And can I tell you tonight, those are avenues, those are doors. Can I tell you tonight, that's what people are seeing. People are seeing these things, and we need to continue in that way. Can I tell you that I'm thankful tonight that people can spot somebody that's fake. Can I tell you tonight, when I was growing up, when I was about 16 years old, you know, I was going to this church. And, you know, I could just about tell. I could see people. I would go to the grocery store, and I would see people that I was going to that church with, and they were buying stuff that they really shouldn't have been buying, and they were looking at stuff that they really shouldn't have been looking at. And I could start spotting them fakes. And I'd say, you know, they'd get up there in the church, and they'd sing in the choir, and then they'd be out in the world doing exactly what the world was doing. Yeah. Can I tell you tonight, we're in the world, but we're not of the world tonight. Can I tell you that? Oh, but that's a glorious opportunity tonight. You know, I think we get so caught up, and you know, we're in the world, we're not of the world, and we try to cut ourselves off, and we just want to be a part of this little group, and we just want to be a part of this little thing. And I wish I just worked with Christian people, and I was just around Christian people all the time. But can I tell you tonight that that's not what we're here to do? Can I tell you tonight that's why they called Jesus a wine bibber tonight? And that's why they taught him, because he sat with different people, just common people. He didn't sit with the Pharisees. He didn't sit with the people in the synagogue that were high and in them robes and all this other stuff, their other garments. He sat with the common people. He sat with the heathen. He sat with the...
Yes.
With other people that they were living their lives, and they tied him in with them when they called him a wine bibber. Can I tell you tonight that I'd rather be called a wine bibber than a Catholic priest? I'll just be honest with you. I just wouldn't. In verse 10 it says, being kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor purifying one another. And I'm thankful tonight. I'm thankful tonight that we can have that brotherly love as we're together when we see each other out and about in our daily lives. We can have that. And I'm thankful, you know, that those things also, I believe, speak of Christ. And that's what this thing boils down to, is everything speaking of Christ. Everything we do speaks of Christ. And everything we say speaks of Christ. And I'm the world's worst. I'll be the first one to put my hand up and tell you that I'm not always that way. I'm not always everything that's out of my mouth speaks of Christ. I mean, I'm preaching to myself tonight. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to point my finger at you all, because if I point to at somebody, I got 8, 7, 8, 9s pointing back at me. You know, I'm just thankful tonight, though, that when I was coming up and when I did start seeing true acts of true godly love from one brother to another, that there was something different in it. It wasn't just a thing that was what's in it for me. It wasn't just a thing that you said. You know, it's really easy. You know, going back, it's really easy to say you love somebody when it says let your love be without dissimulation. You know, can I tell you tonight, it's really easy to just say I love you, brother, and go on. It's really easy to say, buddy, I love you, and go on. But can I ask you tonight, is do you really mean it when you say it? Can I ask you tonight, do you really, I mean, what do you really feel when you're saying these things? You know, when I look at my wife and I tell her I love her, what am I really, do I really, I mean, at that point in time, I mean, do I really love her to the point of, I mean, just, you know, just love her so much? Or is it, does it become a ritual? Have we gotten into a ritual, you know, of just coming to church three times a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and we're good to go? You know, we're going to our church and we're doing what we're supposed to do, and we're good people, and you know, and I'm sorry that drunk on the street, you know, he's doing his thing and he's going, you know, he's going to live his life, and you know, he's probably never going to change. But can I ask you tonight? But what if the Lord would have looked down and seen that little boy in West Virginia and said, you know, he's just never going to change. He's just never going to change. He's out running around doing what he wants to do, living his life, and he's never going to change. I'm thankful tonight that no, he knew in eternity past that there was going to be a day that he said, I'm going to save that lost boy's soul, and I'm going to turn his life around, and I'm going to put him on a path that's straight and narrow, and he's going to serve me, and he's going to do, and he's going to live, and he's going to, and he says, it says in verse 1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, that which is your reasonable service. That is my reasonable service tonight, is to present my body a living sacrifice, because when I die, I'm going to a place where the builder and maker's God, and I'm going home, and I'm going to see my Lord and Savior. But while I'm here on earth, it's my reasonable service to serve him. It's my reasonable service to represent him. It's the scripture says over there that we're ambassadors of Christ. We're representatives tonight. And I'm thankful for that. That is a high office tonight, that we are ambassadors. You know, when the United States, you know, puts ambassadors over in other countries, they are representing the whole country when they're over there. Can I tell you, you're representing the whole country. You're representing the whole heaven if you're an ambassador tonight, if you're saved tonight. I'm thankful for that. That is a great honor that he has bestowed on each and every one of his children tonight. It's not just whether you're a man, woman, girl, boy. It doesn't matter your skin color, your makeup. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter those things. Can I tell you, if you're saved tonight, if you've been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, you know, I'm going to tell you that you are an ambassador. You are a representative for him tonight. And can I tell you that that is a great honor, and we should hold that, and we should be proud to be an ambassador for him. I'm thankful tonight. I'm thankful tonight that The love that the Lord showed me was real. I'm thankful tonight that it was the real love of Christ that come by and showed me how wicked I was. You know, it's by that true love that he showed me who I really was. Can I tell you tonight, you know, it's very easy to want to maybe sweep some things under the rugs, and say you love somebody and sweep something under a rug so nobody knows. But can I tell you the real love tonight of the Lord Jesus Christ was when He showed me who I really was and how wicked and vile I really was and where I was really going if I didn't get right with Him and the love that He showed me It doesn't matter how bad you may think you are. It doesn't matter how awful you may think you are. Can I tell you that His grace and His mercy tonight will cover it? Can I tell you it already has tonight? Can I tell you that it's a wonderful thing? And you have the access is there. The deed has been done. The price has been paid, as the brothers have already talked about and we've already sung about. Can I tell you tonight that it's a glorious thing He knew that in eternity past that when He would make this human, the human race, that they were going to fall short and they were going to do everything that they were going to do, and He made them anyway. I'm thankful tonight that the manner of love that He showed us. I'm thankful tonight that it's true love. It's not a faith love. And I'm thankful tonight that He promises, brothers already talked about, He promises never to leave us or forsake us. I'm thankful tonight that it's all in Him tonight. I'm thankful that He will give us the strength we need. I'm thankful that He's a great God. I'm thankful He's mighty and He's still able tonight. I'm thankful He never sleeps nor slumbers tonight. I'm thankful He's always there. I'm thankful there's promises all through this scripture. I'm thankful that and He keeps every one of them. Whether we think they might not be that great or we might think that I wish He might leave that out, I'm thankful He keeps them all. I'm thankful tonight that He falls on the just and the unjust. I'm thankful tonight that when I was not, as a sister sang, justified, I'm thankful tonight when I wasn't justified, He come by my way and He justified me. I'm thankful tonight for that. I'm thankful for His grace and His mercy. I'm thankful for His watch care over us and being able to be with us.
Amen. Amen.